Welcome to the Big Hot Show, Brooklyn, Episode 9. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me, we've got...
A Big Hot Baby.
And Mark Maron.
What a celeb. This is Ken and Matt. Come on. Okay. I mean, come on.
I'm sorry. Okay. This is not Mark Maron.
Potentially, we want new people to listen, and then if they do, they'll be like, Mark Maron?
I really hope they're not joining.
Listen, because there'll be someone actually interesting on the show then.
I really hope they're not joining in episode 9 because...
Yeah, and don't Google Mark Maron because then you'll just listen to his show because it's way better than ours.
Google Kirk Johnson Goatsy.
Yeah. Google Big Hot Show and just continue listening to our show.
So guys, I feel like Ken owes us an apology. Because of Ken, the show's been coming out a little bit slow lately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ken. What's up with that?
This is entirely on you guys. I don't have a hand at all in audio editing or posting it.
Before the show, Ken, you were just nonstop bitching about how they haven't been coming out on time. And yet, you do no work. You help. Matt does the show notes. I do the editing. You do nothing.
If I could quote Blake Buck... when we started the podcast, you know what's important? Right. If we put out our show regularly.
Well, guys.
And you're going to edit this out. I know that.
Speaking of the Big Hot Slow.
Yes.
We got a website for you, listeners at home.
I feel like we got to spruce it up. Right now, it's just a link on a page. Yeah.
Go check out BigHotSlow.com.
/Harvard.
Well, guys, it's our...
we got to do that. Just make the GIF really slow.
If anyone knows how to slow down GIFs, please get in touch with us. We need that information.
We need to talk to Choosy Moms right now.
just put a still image up there and just say, no, it's really, really slow. Yeah. Just gonna keep watching.
Just keep watching for years. All right, so guys...
many good ideas.
What did you do this weekend?
What'd you do this weekend?
No, wait, let's start with you. Why do we always have to go first?
I did it first last week. Come on.
Well, you're doing it first this week.
What did I do this weekend?
Yeah, Ken, we did the same thing, Ken.
We just lost
10 minutes of our show.
We both had sex with one another.
What'd you do this weekend? Blake, you go first because me and Matt have the same story pretty much.
Well, let's see. This weekend I cleaned my apartment because I have a new roommate that moved in from Mississippi.
Who's your new roommate?
It's a friend of mine. His name will be anonymous. So I don't know if he wants...
Is he part of the anonymous hacking group?
Yes, he does things for the lulls? Outed him. Trying to be anonymous, I've outed him.
Is he a Redditor?
But it's okay. Terrible? First of all, no one over the age of 16 is a Redditor.
I disagree.
Yeah,
but
one with the mental capacity of a over a 16-year-old is a Redditor.
But it's weird when my buddy comes to town and so I have to he's never even been on an airplane before. Now he's living in New York.
Did he call it a fly?
Yes, he called it the fly fly.
The fly machine.
Did he just start screaming? What is this witchery?
Witchery.
He's just like reading, tearing out pages of the Bible and taping them to himself. It's protection.
Help me, Lord.
Spray his water bottle. It's like the name of the Christ. Ghost Christ. Amen.
Anyway, he moves to New York and. Because I feel like I have other friends who are like, oh, we should go out and party and drink. It's I don't know if...
If you go out and party and drink in New York, it costs money. That's the thing.
I know, right?
We are not money havers.
I don't want to
yourself, gentlemen.
Perhaps I don't want to throw him into New York culture so head over heels. Let's go fucking drinking and partying every night.
Now that you said that, I'm going to find the craziest party and we're going to take your weird southern friend there.
Hey, let's fucking do it this weekend.
People that are stepping on each other. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Let's step on him. let's just put him under a rug. And just step on him.
Oh, it's my wildest dream. I knew you Yanks had something good to offer me.
We never should have left the Union.
Back at the farm, we call this a stampede.
But he's adapting quite well.
I think we're a zoo right now. Southern culture.
So is this his absolute first time in New York?
Yeah, he's never even left the South at all.
So
and
why
now he's living with
was
me.
Was he walking around just with his head up the entire time looking back and forth?
Okay, so what are some of the things if it's you have a buddy, it's their first time in New York. I feel what should I take him to go see? What are the sights?
Very first thing I usually take someone to do, everyone was I want to go see Times Square. I want to go see Empire State Building. I was well, there it is. It's not going to be that fun. Here's a fun thing to do for first timers.
Drink in your apartment.
Entirely. No. Have a nice dinner in Brooklyn, near this area, actually, near the basement.
Well, who knows where we are? Yeah. All right, don't describe anymore.
In the area of this Brooklyn area, have a nice dinner in Brooklyn, and then when it's like starting sun starting to set, take him to the Brooklyn Bridge and walk across. It's a beautiful view of the city.
Then push him.
And then push him into the river.
Okay, maybe if I'm like Tom Hanks and You Got Mail, I want to do that. But
and then
come
kiss
on.
Him.
It's great.
Kiss him on the lips.
Then just the moment feels right, and then I just go for it. You know, it's no big deal.
Lip kissing.
Here's what to show your friend. The airport.
Oh, he's seen
Send
that.
Send him back. Because we don't allow outsiders.
No, we don't.
Especially New York City, no outsiders allowed.
You think you guys are hateful down there? Well,
well, what about you guys?
But for real, take him to the High Line. And, you know, run away.
You know, I still have not been to the High Line.
The High Line is a fantastic place.
Yeah, go check it out. It's free.
It's parks. It's a park, but it's in the air.
All right.
It's like an airplane.
Sky Park. Now I've heard it all. Well, what about you guys? What did you do this weekend? Something exciting?
What did you do this weekend?
No, it was nothing exciting actually.
Yeah, we didn't do anything at all.
I thought, Ken, it was your birthday a few days ago. And
no, it wasn't. It was my birthday a few days ago.
Okay, there was a party for your birthday.
Well, by the time people hear
16.
This podcast, it will be my birthday.
Let's
about
talk about the
ago.
Weekend first.
What did we do this weekend?
Me and Ken
went
to the beach.
We went to the beach.
You beach bums.
Beach. Beached it up. Beached it up like a couple of hunks.
We were beach nuts.
Beach nuts? We were just two beach nuts.
We just two beach nuts. Beached it up.
So what's, now, Hanging last 10, time you went to the
catching
beach.
Catching waves.
Last time you went to the beach, you were possibly doing LSD and stamping on people in a rug. Was it as good as last time?
No. It was fun, though. I stayed in the water more.
Okay.
I got very salty.
Oh, yeah. What, what beach did you go to? Was it like Coney Island? Or?
No, I went to Moses.
Robert
beach.
Moses. Robert Moses.
Robert Moses' beach.
Yeah. It was Moses' brother, and he didn't do a good job parting the water.
No, he just...
there was a lot of water.
He's like, oh, just fucking put a beach on it.
Yeah. Can you imagine parting the water? There would be fucking crabs and shit all over the place.
Yeah, you're trying to walk and you're stepping on crabs.
It'd be like
and then
wet, too.
Wouldn't dolphins, like, they're like swimming down the... Oh, fuck, now I fell on dirt.
Yeah, there'd be just like fish coming out left and right.
Yeah, right. It would be terrifying. That would be the most terrifying
guys,
experience.
Whoa. I'm starting to think that maybe the Bible isn't real.
Whoa. Hey, now. I think that's a little much.
That's true. The Bible's true.
No need for those kind of...
The fish knew to turn around when they reached the magical Bible wall. Yeah.
You have a physical copy of the Bible? Well, the Bible's real then.
Yeah. So what did you guys do at the beach? Anything exciting?
Swim.
We swam. We hit some waves. We got a boogie board with a dragon on it.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. We got sand everywhere in all our crevasses.
Sand and squand.
Oh, my God.
But there was squand at this beach. Nickelodeon squand.
There's no such thing as squand.
Yes,
no,
there is.
There is. It's a 90s toy. Yeah. I don't know if you remember
the 90s.
I remember Flume.
I think you're getting this confused.
No, there was Flume and there was squand. There was squand.
Squand was
and then there was Gak.
Squand was that weird sand stuff. When it went underwater, you can like mold it like wet sand, but as soon as you picked it out, it was perfectly dry.
What? This is crazy.
Yeah. You can look it up.
How did
dude?
I even have this? This sounds like I'm fucking defying the gods.
No, I had this and I played with it for exactly 5 minutes and then I realized all I can do is just stick my hands in water and play with it. And that's it.
So you could mold it underwater, but then you come above water.
It
seems like scientists could have used this to cure cancer by now or something. This is space technology.
It was space technology.
Damn, what happened to cool toys?
The space sand.
Well, what are cool? I wish I was iTunes. A kid.
Super soakers. Cool those
toys,
were cool.
Cool toys nowadays is pretty much just iTunes and your iPhone. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have you,
no, but there's still physical toys to play with.
No, there's
not really.
No, you go.
Barbie is still a thing.
Have you guys been to like Target lately? Because I go all the time. Have you guys seen the Super Soakers? Because they are whack.
They're whack.
Like whack
I don't. I don't. I don't. No, whack isn't. I don't think whack means good in any context.
what's wrong with them?
They're just tiny and they don't hold a lot of water, and they probably
some sort of safety.
Now, I saw a commercial for some battery powered Super Soakers now.
Why would you
need
a battery powered Super?
Because then it's like boom boom. It's like a fucking submachine gun. I don't got to do anything.
Yeah, you don't got
to
pump.
Who cares? That's the half the fun is pumping.
No, God, you clearly have never used a Super Soaker. That's the worst.
Oh my God, I had a Super Soaker arsenal at my house. Okay,
me too.
Let me tell you, I'm as an experienced Super Soaker veteran of the wars of the soak. World Soak 2 War.
Well, in the South, all we just had was a hose and a mud pit. And
that was the artillery.
That was your house.
It's also my marital bed. But
we did a lot. We we kept our family close there.
So two dudes going to the beach together?
I mean, my girlfriend was there too.
Yeah, but
it was two dudes and one girl.
She stayed back.
Yeah, she didn't really swim that much.
So we were two dudes getting in the water, yeah, getting wet and wild.
Yeah, if you think about it, I guess it was kind of weird. It was just two dudes hanging out really close to each other in the water.
Yeah.
And just this girlfriend nearby just shaking her head disapprovingly.
Yep.
She was taking pics.
This has gotten darker and darker.
I got yelled at by the lifeguard because I was trying to bring my boogie board into the water. Yeah, that's apparently a violation.
Oh, actually, one thing I forgot I did this weekend. I went to, around Union Square, they got this little park, right?
Union Square Park.
You know, who needs names? But I went there because a friend of mine was leaving town. And so another friend of mine, we were like, oh, we should get them a little, like, picture of New York for when they leave. And that would be a fun thing, right?
They took a picture of a pile of garbage.
No, we found a street vendor who was selling these, like, skyline things of New York. And they were, like, really nice.
Oh, so you went to any corner in Manhattan?
Yeah basically. Well, no, but they have, the artist thing around Union Square. Right. So I was like, you see this guy, he has a bunch of things, and it's, like, pictures he's put on canvas, but then kind of done some Jackson Pollock skeet on top of it. And, you know, it's very hip.
Master of the skeet style.
Jackson Pollock skeet. That's Jackson Pollock. That's a new sex move I just invented.
I think we just found the title of this episode.
Jackson Pollock skeet.
So I was like, oh, these are actually really nice. I mean, I know it's a shitty street vendor. We got one. But then when we were going to pay for it, he was like, oh, hang on. He was going to get us a bag. And he reached under his table to get out a bag for us to carry the thing in. And then I saw that, oh, he's just got, because he had maybe six or maybe 20. It was more like 20 paintings on the table. But underneath in a Tupperware container was just hundreds and hundreds more of them. And it's like, well, now I don't feel like this is very special.
Nope.
Take it back. You put no effort. It's just Matt. You're just stamping these out at your apartment.
You said that to him?
No, I didn't say that. But my point is, like, the magic of the street artist was gone.
You know, artists are capable of producing, like, stock that they sell, like, very little at a time, and they could still be artists.
What was cool is it felt individual, like he gave a shit when he made it, and then when you see 200 of them under his table, first it's like, clearly it's just a...
First thing you have to learn about art in any form whatsoever, the people making it give no shits whatsoever about whatever they're making.
Okay, alright, here's fucking Ken, the fucking creative savant of the 20th century, laying on us what art is. Oh, okay.
That was a joke, I was...
You know what? I'm not kidding about
art. More like fart.
This show is high art. One day, this is going to be on the Smithsonian. Yes, you. Yeah. Listen, Smithsonian bitch, listening right now. Put us in the front.
Yeah. Our podcast is going to be there in the Smithsonian. There's going to be a big banner, worst tragedies of the 21st century.
It's going to have World Trade Center and then this.
Yeah.
I forgot about this. I went to Barcade earlier this weekend.
In Williamsburg?
In Williamsburg. And I set a new high score on Donkey Kong, gentlemen. New person.
Okay.
Wow. That's
personal. Personal best. 66,700 points.
Oh, that's terrible. If it was 66,600 points.
I'm just saying the best in the world score around 900,000. I'm just saying my score is not laughable, I feel, anymore. It's over 50,000.
I'm laughing over the fact that you take pride in this.
Dude, okay, do you guys not like old school arcade games?
I love old school arcade games.
No, none. What's it? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I like them.
But you clearly don't have the dedication to be like, I'm going to go for a high score.
No, I don't have dedication for it.
Dude, every time I play Mr. Do, I set a high score.
Right?
And nobody else plays Mr. Do.
Exactly.
Right, because that's like a fun thing to motivate to work towards, right? Every time you go there, you get a little better.
One of my favorite times was when I was at Barcade, and I was playing Mr. Do, and this guy came over, and he was really high on something. And he asked me about Mr. Do. And I was explaining it to him, and he just gets closer and closer to the, like, psychedelic-looking, like
color. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, the clown throws the ball. I'm like, yeah.
He sure does, buddy.
He does. And he put a quarter in, and he's like, that's for you, man. And he walked away.
Did you blow this guy in the bathroom later? Is that what's going on here?
Wow. No, maybe.
Yeah. He was very convincing.
This was all at Barcade, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
see, love that place.
You know what also sucks about Barcade? Because this never occurred to me until recently, but all the scores there, most of them are world champions because New York is a very visible city. It's the largest arcade.
Pretty visible. I mean, you look out the window, it's right there.
So. My point being is if you're a high scorer at one of these games, of course you're going to come through New York at some point, and of course you're going to set a score.
You want to be in the big leagues? Got to go to New York.
But it kind of sucks, right? Because
But did you guys ever see that movie, The Wizard?
The movie Wizard? Because I think there's a lot of them.
No, the movie The Wizard.
No, I've never seen that.
Dumbass.
That was a kid with the lunchbox, and he was good at Super Mario 3.
Yeah. Was he in a wheelchair?
He never came to New York.
Was he in a wheelchair?
No, he wasn't in a wheelchair.
Is that Pinball Wizard?
It was Pinball Wizard.
No. That was
Wheels from the Burger King Kids Club.
That was pinballs.
Where do these references come from? You're like, Wheels from the Burger King Kids. No. Do you just have a list? You're like, I'm bringing that one up.
This is all I know.
Pinballs. That's what it was. Remember that? There was like this really crappy. I guess you guys didn't have the same retarded school that I did. But
actually, I did.
Yeah. I don't have an education.
Yeah. But yeah, there was this really crappy like motivational novel called Pinballs, and it had someone.
Yes, no, on the cover. I read that book.
Yeah, the kids in a wheelchair.
They were like sitting on like a front porch, right?
Yeah.
I read that book.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking when you said Pinball Wizards. I thought that's what it was called.
No,
I knew it had something to do with pinball.
I think it's called Pinballs. Pinball Wizard is a song by some terrible band that Blake.
Yeah, I thought
knows.
It was a song.
Oh my God.
Who is it?
You don't like The Who?
Who? What?
Like, seriously, dude. Huh? Dude, of what? All the bands, you could be like, oh, they're so mainstream and full of themselves. Like, The Who is the least of that.
What? I'm sorry.
Did you guys hear that?
What's that?
It sounded like a can of worms. So let's backtrack a little bit.
You know, speaking of which,
I just got a can.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who listens to this show, and he described Ken. I'm going to read it here.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes, please.
He said, my favorite part of the show is Ken's silent undercurrent of rage.
That's pretty prevalent. It's very prevalent.
I thought that's...
It's so true. It's just seething under the surface. if you had like some sort of blood pressure meter that went around like for, you know, that went along with the show, you just get higher and higher and higher. And
yeah, see, if you attach it to me, it would just explode instantaneously.
Like, I think this meter is broken.
The
like,
slightest
no.
gust of wind, I just explode in like a bloody mess.
But I don't know. Getting back to Barcade, have you guys ever like wanted to get a high score? Maybe not in a game, but have you ever been like, "Oh, I'm gonna get a world record. I'm gonna go for something," even though you know you'll never get it.
Yes.
No, but here's the thing, though. I have a great idea. Instead of Barcade, let's call it Carcade and just have an arcade in the car.
I like that idea.
It's mobile. It moves around.
Carcade.
Carcade.
That just sounds like a dude with a creepy van would run that. Come on into the Carcade, kids.
Or no, even better, it's Barcade. But you're not allowed to walk. You have to drive around in bumper cars.
Yes. No. But
yes.
I got to think of this. I got to think of this. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, you keep thinking about being clever.
It's an arcade where you get covered in tar.
Matt, but you
there's
you
Farcade.
Have been
there's Farcade. You go in there.
Oh
you just
my God!
Never,
it's like I'm drowning right now. It's like someone is waterboarding me.
It's a Farcade. It's a bar. You could just never reach it.
Blog, blog. I can't breathe. Dick Cheney, stop. Matt, what
you just,
was the
you
score?
You just can't ever reach the bar because it's too far away.
Well, you said you were trying to go for a score, right?
Yeah.
Which one?
Do you guys remember the game Rise of the Triad?
Oh my God, I love that game.
One of the best games ever made.
I don't know about that.
One of the mediocre games ever made.
It was a very mediocre.
Okay, it wasn't the best game ever made, but it had the coolest sound effects in multiplayer.
Here's one. SARS-Cade. You go in there. And you just get SARS.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Let's just stop. When he keeps going, we'll just silence. I'm going to cut his mic. Just.
That's a topical reference because people are still getting SARS in the year 2012.
Fucking slam dunk of comedy happening right here. All right, so you're trying for Rise of the Triad high score? I don't know what
you're
getting
at. Yeah, there was like a bonus that you get for getting like a perfect game. You had to like... get all the bonuses, and there was a bonus, and I was trying to get that because I read online that no one ever got that, but I never even came close.
It's weird because like you also watch online, there's like speed runs of games that aren't intended to have high scores.
One of the bonuses was like the Republican bonus, and you had to like shoot every tree in the level.
You know what? I don't understand these speed runs. Like, why?
I think they take a game that doesn't have a high score and they suddenly give it a high score. Now, all it does is complete the game shorter than anyone else can. Any game can be speed runs.
This is a real thing. I watch slow runs.
Just
watching a guy taking an hour to get past the first level of Mario.
And then he's got a mic on. He's just like going to get Doritos. I'm tired, guys. Mario stands there for an hour.
I don't like the guys on YouTube that talk over a video game.
That's a thing. That's like the let's play sort of thing.
Yeah, no one wants to hear someone talk over a video game.
Unless it's like instructional, but like, you know.
Yeah, but
because, you know, I've actually, back in the day, I considered doing some stuff like that for an old podcast, which is great, Ken. How dare you?
Yeah, okay, but Blake, you have like a personality and like a voice. You don't have a face.
Oh, well, let's. But,
yeah, you definitely don't have a very good face.
But you know, you could do something like that. But these people that talk are like the most boring people on earth.
Hey guys, they're always too close to the mic.
They sound like they just perpetually have a cold.
They do.
You know what I understand?
All right, guys, we're gonna go through all of Parappa the Rapper today.
And I'm only going to hit the X button.
Yeah, and I'm going to sing along.
You know what also
and I'm going to yell at my mom halfway through because she walked in.
Mom! You know what I think is the ultimate of this? Like, is when you see a YouTube video where it's someone's face talking to a camera responding to a YouTube video watched.
That's the worst.
That's like literally the bottom of the internet.
It's like this. This can be done entirely in text or audio, if you really wanted to make it multimedia.
Anything,
not video. We do not need to see your shitty room that's just not picked up.
Yeah, okay. Listeners out there, if you're watching...
Oh my God, let's get somebody to make one right now.
If you're watching vlogs...
Don't.
Pause this podcast right now.
Pause.
Walk to the nearest oven. Turn the gas on all the way. Stick your head in there.
And then go jump off a bridge, because it's going to take too long.
Oh wait, write a note. And say, whoever finds my body, throw it off a bridge.
Well, it's like...
And then write like in like some sort of like water-activated ink on the back of your shirt. If they find your body, it says, if you find this body, burn it.
Make
sure it's dry first.
It drives me crazy about YouTube because, here's Blake tooting his own horn. But I've made, you know, some video stuff on YouTube, right? Mm. I think it's all funny. But it blows my mind when it's like, man, I went and made a short film and I'll put it on YouTube and, you know, 400 hits. And then I look at somebody who's like, I didn't think Dark Knight Rises is very good because it's stupid. And it's, 10 million views. Yep. It's like, okay.
What I really hate is like, they always do like so many cuts. You know, like no one can just talk. It's like every 3 seconds, like their body like,
yeah, this moves. Show unedited, not because it would be better edited. We're just lazy.
No, we're very lazy. It wouldn't be better edited. Listeners want raw, man.
Raw.
Our listeners are sad, creepy. We want it raw.
Have you heard her voicemails? Yes.
We got a good one coming.
Listen, you guys are getting the raw deal. You're getting Podcasters Gone Wild right here.
Yeah.
I want SmackDown. Deal.
Smackdown. Podcast Smackdown.
Smackdown DLC.
We just Smackdown on the table a bunch.
Raw is on Monday.
I want to elbow drop some jabronis.
What's a baloney?
What the hell else are we talking about? Somebody.
We're talking about jabronis.
We're talking about jabronis?
All right. I got something to talk about. Now, are you guys familiar with Fred Williams, what's his name?
Fred Willard. You don't even know where you're even going to trail into here.
He was a man that did some movies and shit.
Yeah.
He did Best in Show and some American Pie, maybe.
He was in there.
Is he the dad? Is that guy? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Dad in American Pie?
The
guy who plays like character actors for his entire life. Yeah.
So today or yesterday... He was caught in
tomorrow.
A movie theater. Yeah, I'll call today. He was caught in a movie theater yanking his hog.
Hog yanking.
Not only yanking, he's also cranking his hog.
Cranking and yanking.
Just a quick interjection. I remember, I loved Pee Wee Herman as a kid, probably because I'm gay. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I liked Pee Wee Herman as a child, but I did for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then he had that thing where he exposed himself.
He was cranking his hog.
Cranking the hog, right?
Hog cranking.
And then, I remember asking my dad, why isn't Pee Wee Herman on TV anymore?
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember what he was saying. He's like, he got caught doing something bad. Yeah.
Two things about this. Number one, why do porno theaters still exist? Number two.
Well, it was 1994.
Fred Willard. Fred Willard. Today. Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, wait, you're saying Fred Willard was in a porno theater?
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm still talking about Pee Wee Herman, though. I asked my mom the same question, and she was like, he took out his wiener in a theater. And I thought, he was on stage doing a show. And he just whipped out his dong and, I was like, okay, I understand that.
No, I get it.
That's not a thing you should do.
Well, yeah, what? Even, I mean, porno theater should have been eradicated in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right? Videotape. I mean, watch Boogie Nights. It's over with.
They're
right?
still going. Like we have.
Oh my God!
I'm holding in my hand something right now that could get porno in like 5 seconds.
Okay, hold on.
This is our project for next week. We're gonna go to a New York porn theater.
No,
just
no.
Three guys.
No.
Look, we'll just three guys jerking off in a porno theater for education.
Can you guys even fathom how haunted a porn theater is?
Not only
nothing but jack off.
There's just little tiny dead souls floating around, millions upon millions. You're just breathing them in.
Oh my God!
Yeah. You're huffing in cum fumes constantly.
Okay, I'm not entirely joking. Wouldn't it be a funny story?
No,
I'm not saying we're gonna go there and jerk off.
Your idea of funny stories.
I'm just saying, what if we went to one and then we talked about it next week? Would that not be the funniest shit
ever? Let's do that. You and me, if Ken doesn't want to do it.
I'm not going
to
do it.
We're going to a porn theater this weekend.
I'm not
going to
do it.
We're going to. How much do they cost?
Like, I don't know.
$1? $1,000? I don't know.
In my old apartment in Brooklyn, there were some porn theaters around the corner from me, and I saw my neighbor coming out of one once, and it was very awkward.
That sounds fucking... Look, let's do it. I feel like the listeners want to know, right? This is important to know about. We have to educate the masses about Ken, you're
just
coming.
Just so you know, when you hear,
Ken,
this,
you're coming.
Hear this about
both ways.
3 months after this Fred Willard incident, these two will not go to the porno theater, and I'm not going.
Why would anybody go to a porno theater?
Ever.
Maybe you want the big screen? Maybe that's like part of it?
A big screen for what do
maybe
you,
that's how you fucking get off, like you're having sex with your wife and you're like, she's not big enough.
I need my naked women to be giant.
I want one of those third grade projectors with the glass.
I just want some company.
Company.
Okay, if I were to open up a porno theater, it would be called company.
You're gonna go Three's Company.
Three's Company.
It's just
three screens.
Three screens or three seats all next week.
The three seats are all
three seats.
And they're all like right next to each other.
Yeah, no, they're all
come
like,
knock on
they're
my
like
door.
Touching each other.
And you gotta share the armrests and everything.
come and knock on my door.
There's cum on the floor.
We're living in a space with skeet on your face. Three's coming.
Thanks everyone for listening to our show. We are now retiring to open this.
It's been real, everybody. Good night.
Oh, I'm hurt now. All right.
But yeah, so Fred Willard was
cranking
his hog in a porno theater.
Hog crank. Why can't a man crank his hog in peace?
Yeah. You know, it's
like in a movie theater.
Why are there always cops busting into porno theaters?
Right.
Crank their hogs in there.
How do they?
They're not hurting anybody.
How do these people get exposed? Right? Because I assume it's legal to jerk off in a porno theater?
No, it's not legal. No. But like, here's the thing. Like, who cares? Who's going into a porno theater?
Right. Who's like the journalist who went in? Oh ho! Look who I found.
No, is it going to blog about this? Is there going to be kids in there? The public does not go.
Right. And do cops come in? They're like busting up jerk offers. Yeah. Like,
how terrible do you got to be the cop that does that?
Yeah. I'm the skeet beat.
I'm on jerk off duty tonight.
Like that must be below like the, you know, the ticket, you know, the traffic cops. That's you got to work the skeet beat a few months.
He's part of the JOPD. Jopped. That's the noise that this cum makes. Jopped.
I'm hard on crime.
This could go on for hours. Just hours of puns are going to happen.
On the beat.
All right, look, I'm not entirely joking when I say let's go to a porn theater.
I know.
We won't masturbate. I mean, okay. Maybe when we get there and the moment takes us over, we'll see.
No
but
promises.
We're not planning on masturbating.
You know what's going to happen? You two are going to go there and just start laughing your asses off. And
okay, if you don't go in there and masturbate, what do? You just like, yep.
What do they
show? There it is.
What do they show? What do they show in the porn theater?
Well, we're just going to laugh at all the like, crazy names, you know?
Yeah, but like,
They probably have digital projectors now.
Yeah, but
here's the thing.
Like 70s porn, like back when porn theaters were a thing in like the 70s, like 70s porn was very different than it was today. Nowadays, it's just like the most disgusting, like terrible thing you could ever think of.
And
the first 5 seconds of the film,
like, there's
no buildup.
I feel like we're gonna go in there and we're gonna see like a 70-year-old biker, and he's gonna be like, "Hey, what's up? You guys new here?
Yeah,
let me show you the ropes." And then, I want to hear what this man has to say.
Closet just full of ropes. Here they are. Oh, you guys are here for the porn. No one wants to see my ropes.
It's a sad existence I lead.
But yeah, like, I love like the crazy porn titles. Like I think the craziest one I've seen, I haven't watched it, but
a little bit you watch. I mean, a few minutes.
Forced to lactate. 6.
Now, dude, you know what gets me?
I think one time I saw one that.
How do you force someone to lactate?
I think one I saw was like, "Welcome to my ass." Like that was to my ass.
I want that on a fucking welcome mat outside my. Welcome to my ass.
It was like number 6 or 7.
You know what I found out that blew my mind? My brother has HBO Go, and he's like, "Oh, you can use my account on your Xbox." So I signed it. I logged in, and then if you go to the last tab, it's like the late night section, and they have these softcore porns you can watch on HBO Go, and that blew my mind that still exists. There's like a guy who's like, "No, man, I don't do porn."
The porn industry in general is like. How does it make money? How does this still exist?
No, I mean, the porn industry is the thing. What gets me is this soft core industry. Like, not that you have to be watching nightmare porn, but like, why? Like, who's like, no, man, I don't need the internet. I've got sorority sluts too. Like, ooh, I can see a little bit of their side boob, man.
They're gonna switch a little.
Like, who is this appealing to that they thought we need this on our app?
Regardless,
Mormons.
Regardless of like the genre or intensity or whatever, regardless, like anything that any porno that exists outside of the internet is a complete mystery to me. Is this like why? Like it's
there's a lot
it's free. It's in every library.
Well, you forget that. Okay,
it's every library.
You forget that all the three of us were all relatively young people in the scheme of how old people.
If you
get.
Haven't figured
if
out,
if you're over 30, you might not know. Okay, but maybe 30. Matt excludes.
I think maybe over. I think at this point it's like over 60. If you don't,
I'm saying like my dad. I don't know if my dad beats it. All right,
he probably does.
I mean, he must. But
he's gotta.
But he probably doesn't know about websites. He's probably
he
still.
He probably doesn't know about websites.
God knows he shouldn't be listening to this right now.
Your dad. I hope your dad listens.
My dad sends us feedback. I do.
Oh, let me tell you.
Oh. Your dad's slowly like moving his copy of Forced to Lie Takes like back into the closet.
I think you're right, Ken.
It was a real titty twister.
I see. I can see how porn existed. Even
my God! How come they haven't made a parody of Twister called Titty Twister?
It probably is. The easiest.
It's just boobs in a tornado.
This show is just too easy. This one is too easy. Just
set him up,
porn.
Knock him down. We got it.
Oh man!
But
you know what's gonna be the easiest?
Starring Helen Cunt. I'm sorry.
I love how you know so much about Twister. You were able to make that reference.
It's over. It's over. This is all we need. I'm not even telling my joke because I can't.
No, tell the joke. Well,
I said easiest movie that's got movie that's the easiest to make a porno parody of. Definitely Holes.
I was thinking about
every movie is.
What's that one with Kevin Bacon where there's the things in the ground? What's that one called?
Holes.
No. Tremors.
Groundhog Day.
No, dude. Tremors.
I feel like there's a good Tremors porno.
Damn.
You know, one time I had this genius idea when I was young. I'm like, I'm going to make a Tremors musical. It's going to be... Because you know that how the little one
holy
in its...
Shit.
The little one in its mouth, that's the tongue, also can like it goes... Ah! Yeah. Right? I was thinking, it's going to have its own soliloquy where it delivers.
Okay, off-Broadway producers, if you're listening to this right now, Tremors musical. I would pay to see it.
I'm telling you, look, just I'll have it done in 6 months. Pay me
Tremors musical.
A jillion dollars. Is that how much you get paid?
Yeah, that's a real amount of money.
Yeah,
69 trillion.
Ken, I think you're right in that. Okay, maybe right now there's still some holdover people buying tapes.
Why is
how can porn still
do it?
We got sites like not to get specific here, but like Suicide Girls is a like premium porn brand.
Wait, people don't just kill herself.
Yeah, no, that's where. No, stop.
They're like I'm not going to mention nightmare sites, but I'm saying there are premium porn brands.
They call it premium. Still, like you can get porno for free entirely.
I know, but I see how
volumes.
I see how they exist. I see how the premium porn brands exist because also like Suicide Girls. The only reason I mentioned I read this book by this guy who wrote articles for them back. I subscribe to daily. Okay, I'm on there right now, but my point is.
I'm not laughing because I believe.
What?
Yeah. No, we know you're not joking.
What? I don't even get me to this book I read. Have you ever gotten fascinated by something and then you read?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
There's an author that I got into. I liked one of his books, and now I've read all of his books, and I don't even like this author at all. I'll name him. His name is Brad Warner. He's this
never
like
heard of him.
He's this like he wrote
is
this
he
book called
Warner Brothers.
Is he the guy who wrote?
He runs this. He runs a blog called Hardcore Zen, and he wrote this really like funny, interesting book. And I've read all of it, but most of his books are really bad. And it's like, why? It's because you get the Kindle, right? And you're like, oh, it's so easy. I'll read the next one.
I mean, I understood you had a bad taste in. You had a bad taste in books when I saw that Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Dude, Scott Pilgrim, great book.
No, it's not.
But have you guys ever gotten like fascinated on something that you know is shit and you keep?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I've watched American Gladiators.
Yeah, any listener of this show, dude. Oh, okay. First of all, American Gladiators, not shit.
All right, guys. Okay, if you were an American Gladiator, which one would you be?
Oh,
I would be Nitro, obviously. Yeah,
Turbo, definitely.
I'd be Laser.
I'd be Lace.
I'd be Lace.
Ice.
No, funny story. If you go look on, actually, you might not even be able to find this. It might be on blakebuck.com. This guy right here, I once on the telephone interviewed Nitro from
America. No way. No way. How?
I was part of this radio network when we were at this thing, and he had a new book coming out about like when he just did drugs and fucked bitches.
No, I swear to God, I listened to this.
Yeah, no, it's. I think if you go to Blake Buck and you click on miscellaneous, I think it'll be under there.
I think one of our friends showed me that.
I think it's pretty much a given that on that show, behind the scenes, there's just a pile of cocaine behind every single camera.
No, that's what his book was
about.
They
used the tennis ball launcher. They lean back and open up their nose.
No, it was fascinating because he was talking about how he's like, we were supposed to be these all in his... the book, he's like, we're supposed to be these all-American things, and he was kind of like the star of the show, Nitro. Yeah. And then it's like all it was just fucking coke and steroids and sex and like everything that makes the 80s great.
What is more all-American than a terrible patriotic facade and coke in the background?
Well, that is
entirely symbolic.
Look up Nitro, look up his name, and then look up the book he wrote.
Nitro,
it was fascinating.
If you're listening. You're vile.
He's not.
First of all, call us. Second of all,
no, not us. Me.
No, we had to be part of this radio network to get this deal. He will never call us.
Your life on American Gladiators is not a contradiction. That is a perfect symbolism of American life.
American. Now I'm googling him. I shouldn't be googling. I just want to know.
Get off the internet.
Danny Lee Clark. That's his name. Danny Lee Clark.
We need to get like obscure guests on the show.
I was looking at that today. What can't we get like?
But there's still
D-list celebrities.
Let's get like the dude from Wishbone.
A dude from Wishbone. We send him our site, and it's got. If you look at our site, it's like, oh, they did. Oh, they're looking. Man. They're a legitimate thing.
Guys,
they're not a sad, horrible thing.
Guys, Wishbone's dead. Dog.
No! No, don't tell me that.
He's dead, dude.
Yeah, he's like, if he's not dead, he's like 20 years old
he's
and like the world's
dead.
All his
Look, let's just start with the listeners. I feel like one of our 12 listeners knows somebody who is mildly famous.
We will interview them, like genuinely. We won't make fun of them.
You know, and we interviewed you, Uwe Boll, on the old BAP.
I heard that, yeah. That was I like that because you guys actually gave him a chance.
I think
he seems like an actual cool guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's like everybody shits on him, but like, he's
everybody
a man
shit on him because it's like the thing to do.
Yeah, right. It's so easy to be like, oh, he made this movie about Blood Rain, and I love Blood. Who likes Blood Rain? Fuck that.
Nobody,
who cares?
Nobody likes Blood Rain. And Postal. Oh, you've stained the good name of Postal.
Yeah, right. It's like it's not like these were great franchises, and he made okay to bad movies, but a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
but
they just happen to be about video games.
He
and
only
now
made
he's
the
a
movies to like make money from like some loophole.
Nazi Gold.
Nazi Gold. Yeah,
his films are financed by Nazi Gold.
There will never, ever, ever be a good video game movie.
What do you think, Uwe Boll? Since that interview, he's like, I love this show, and he's been listening every episode.
Man. Okay, Uwe.
And now his heart is broken.
Uwe, if you're listening. Please call in.
845 cut you.
Yeah. Leave us a message. We want to talk to you. We want to interview you again. Blake interviewed you once. We haven't.
845 a cut you.
I have so many questions to ask you.
This is a great, you know, I was thinking about this. Not to totally shit on Mark Maron, not to bring him up again, but Mark Maron's show, it mostly is about the interview. I feel like we could find some B-list celebrities to get an interview.
You know, these people still ask for money too when they... You know, we don't have any money.
Yeah, but we have thousands upon millions of...
Listeners?
12 listeners, man. That's exposure.
Millions of a millionth of a listener.
I'm just saying, what was it? Wishbone, they don't know. They're not going to be charged enough.
What's
that's who we're going
Wishbone
for. Because who wants to talk to a real celebrity?
I know a celebrity. Matt's got celebrity contacts.
Do I?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it on the show. Okay, yes, I do. Should I talk about this? Yeah, I'm gonna.
Well, you've already brought it up. Now you have to.
I don't know. I don't know if you should.
If you don't, you've made extra work for me to edit. So fuck you.
Well, an actor from one of my favorite childhood shows, The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Uh-oh.
I'm not telling you which actor.
It may be one of the Petes, because there's two of them. We got double the chances.
There's,
might
there's be a lot of actors on that show.
It might be someone else on the show.
Could be Michelle Trachtenberg.
It's not.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't talk to a girl.
Yeah, no, I don't talk to women. But he plays on our soccer team.
Ooh, Michael Stipe.
Who's that? That sounds very familiar.
He's the guy from REM.
Oh, dude, I shit you not. My brother is friends with Donkey Lips.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! That's right! That's right! Can we get a Donkey Lips calling?
Dude, that's yes. Yes. All right. Yes. Everybody, shut up! This is the new podcast. All we do is call up obscure stars from the 90s and talk to them.
At least our show sounds exciting. Big hot show. They're gonna have a chance again.
Yeah, look, you're on the comeback. All right, Donkey Lips.
Here's a chance. Here's a big hot show for you.
This show sounds big and hot. I don't know where it could go wrong.
Oh man.
And then he walks in and sees us.
Ugh. Oh my god. Yeah, no, well, we did the Uwe Boll interview over the phone. They wouldn't even have to be here. I mean, yeah. I feel like, look, this will be our project for next week. In addition to our other project, which we'll talk about at the end of the show. But let's keep moving. What do you guys got to talk about? We're 42 minutes.
You didn't give us much time to segue there.
Yeah.
He's pointing at his watch.
I was trying to give up down on time. I was like,
we're at 43.
Okay. I gotta edit that out.
All right, I want to talk to you. Well, I chose the last topic. Ken, why don't you go ahead?
You know what? You know what really, cranks my hog.
Good night, everybody.
No, you know what? As long as we're on the subject of soccer, I mean, I'm sure you have fun playing soccer.
Yes.
I fucking just hate every spectator sport out there.
I hate sports.
I fucking just hate sports in general. Like sport watching. You know, culture. Money that's put into sports, especially when it's taken away from education. Just everything about sports.
I used to have that opinion.
No, I still have that opinion.
Because I hate football so much. In the South...
I'm surprised.
They say football is a religion in the South. It's not... It's like...
You're an atheist.
It's like air, oxygen in the South is football.
And football! So
I've hated football forever just because it's like... And you go to a fucking party. All any fucking dude your age wants to talk about is football.
Yeah.
So I've always hated it. But since I moved to New York, it's like...
Nobody gives a shit.
It's a thing I can watch and not really give a shit about. And also, another thing I was thinking about, football is the perfect game to watch while you're drinking.
Yes.
Because they've got the 40-second breaks between every 10 seconds of action. It's not so bad now that I moved up here and it's not like I'm not being crushed by football culture.
If anyone out there is like a big football fan and thinks that like New York City is like a football capital because we have two teams and we all love it, no.
Okay, both those teams are in New Jersey, technically.
Yeah, first of all. And second of all, no, we don't give a shit at all about our stupid local teams.
No, I don't like sports, but I started playing fantasy football a few years ago. And it was actually fun. But my first team I made, I didn't know.
All Wizards and Dragons. So yeah, that was serious.
That's a good joke.
Gotta have the cleric.
We are the Holy Interceptors.
But the first team I made, I didn't know anything about football, so I just picked people with the funniest names. So I had like,
hey, would you blow me?
Yeah, I had like Madison Hedgecock, and just anything butt or dick related. Anyone named Richard, you know. I had three guys with the last name Moss. I had a guy named Kevin Smith because I thought he was the actor / director.
I was about to say, actor?
Man, you would have had a terrible team.
Yeah.
Oop.
He would just stand there and go home and blog about it.
I couldn't fit into Matt's roster because I was too fucking fat.
He takes up two seats on the bench.
Kevin Smith, if you're listening out here, you're a fat fuck and I hate you.
So, yeah, okay, to not be able to sit on an airplane.
You stupid idiot.
I love Kevin Smith.
I
don't
care movies. I'm just kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Have you guys seen his newest one that everybody hates? And I don't know why, because it's his best film ever.
Which one?
Red State. Two?
I haven't seen Red State yet.
Red State's fantastic.
I hear it's good.
Okay, maybe not his best film, but it's at least one of his best.
I hear it's good.
Oh, it seems like you go on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 12%. And it's like, could that possibly... Because like people are like, this ain't Mallrats. Yeah. Like, okay.
I think Mallrats is his worst movie.
Like, Buck, what you have to understand about Rotten Tomatoes is an aggregate of multiple review sources. So when it gets to 12%, it's not because like they, you know, it's a, it like they have bad opinions. It's because it's a bad movie. Period.
No, I know. Well, what gets me is, okay, did you know? Okay, Dark Knight Rises comes out this week, which I'm pretty. I like Christopher Nolan, right? But I've read online that a couple of pre-reviews went up, you know, before the movie has come out.
Yeah.
And one of them was negative. And then so all these Dark Knight fans sent him death threats.
Of course they're going to send him death
threats. It's like, you haven't seen the movie, people sending this. And it's probably not going to be good.
No.
Right? Because it's a sequel to a good movie. Your expectations will never be satisfied. That's how sequels work.
Always.
But, oh, we're
going to... Except for Short Circuit 2.
To get
Short Circuit 2, yes. Short Circuit 2, the best out of the Short Circuit... Is there a 3?
No.
Short Circuit 2, the best.
No, we remember we looked it up over there.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a Short Circuit 3.
There's going to be a new Short Circuit.
Cannot fucking wait.
Johnny 5 is going to be alive.
He's alive again.
Oh, what gets me about this is like...
You are not knowing your fluids.
What gets me, though, is like... It's if we really like think about this intellectually, right? You're a let's say you're no. I'm not just trying to get highfalutin. Blank, I'm not trying to look. Just bear with me. All right, calm down for a sec.
Blank.
But imagine you're a person who's like
I can't be. I'm not.
They
a
wrote a bad review, and I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna send them an email that says I'm gonna kill them. Like what in your mind drives that?
Blank,
right?
Did we discuss?
Because we can all sort of understand this mentality of like defending something you like.
Like,
but
like.
You know what I mean? Like it's almost like...
Like I know, but didn't we just have a discussion a few podcasts ago about culture of violence and why we jumped to that?
Well, no, but it's...
I'm
not just talking about violence. It's just... Okay, I'm not saying violence in general, but like if somebody... If you really like something, like you're a fucking fanboy...
And you're resorting
to
violence to defend it.
And then
it.
You're like somebody else is like, you're like, fuck them. I hate them, right? What is that part of our brain that does that?
It's
because we've all experienced that. I mean, especially like I remember when I was a teen. It's like I love
it's
fucking.
It's not a specific part of our brain. I mean, there may be, but the reason why they resort to that reaction is because we have a culture of violence.
Okay. All right. Look, don't even get me started on rape jokes because we'll
no,
go
we
all
will
night.
Not start on rape jokes because you have bad opinions on them. But okay, continue.
Well, how? Okay, I guess what I'm trying to get at is this: is what I was trying to build to is teens on the internet.
Teens.
It occurred to me when I was reading comments on an article, just a general video game article today, and I was like, man, all these people are stupid. And then it occurred to me, oh, yeah, because most of them are like teenagers on a game site,
that's
right?
That's exactly the age I was when I was commenting on things.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Why is it like when you're that age, you're just fucking stupid and really hateful and angry whenever somebody questions you?
Because you just have that teen rage that boils all within.
Right? Like, what is that? My point is, teens are horribly angry.
Even in like a YouTube, there could be like a YouTube video of like a goat grazing in a field, and then there's some argument about racism underneath it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you only posted this because goats love grass. Oh, what a stereotype.
There's guaranteed to be an argument about Obama underneath it, too.
Oh, fucking Obama. That's my favorite YouTube quote where it just says, fucking Obama.
Clarissa Explains It All Season 2 was almost as bad as Obama.
Okay, here's... Okay,
a president don't.
Send us an email. Here's a good email send-in. It's a challenge to users. Find a YouTube video. Like, the most innocent YouTube video you can find.
No, I already found the best YouTube comment, and it was... No, I'm just going to say it out of context.
Okay.
This console came out 5 years before I was born. How am I a race traitor?
That is exactly... No, here's the challenge.
But that's what... Again, globally, that's what I'm getting at. I feel like it's just now dawned on me, even though I've known this, you know, but like I'm more mature than most of the internet, right? Because the internet is a nightmare place, and we all know that.
I'll give that to you, yeah.
But it's like, oh, right, I can't take anything anyone says on the internet seriously, even though we are people who are all saying things on the internet
anyways,
right now.
Back to my challenge. Any listeners out there, we'll laud you with praise. Go find the most innocent YouTube video you could find that has like people watching it, so it can't be something with 300 views. Go there and just say fuck Obama on it and see how big of a conversation you can get started.
How many replies?
This is regardless of like of your political views.
Yeah, it's not like a cat like rolling over. Fuck Obama.
Just like two kids having fun in a park and you know.
Whoever has
good thing they don't have a future. Fuck Obama.
No word for oil. Obama did 9/11, 420, 420, 420. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
We're almost done with the show. We got anything else before we get to voicemails?
I
want to
hear some goddamn voicemails.
Yeah, I'm really excited about these voicemails. You really worked us up for this one.
Here's our first voicemail. This is all this was not emailed. This was off 845 a cut Jew. Here we go.
Hello, I am a gay person, a gay man, and I have a question for you about what it's like to be gay. Have you ever had sex in the butt while trying to make a really big poop at the same time while the penis is in your butt, and it pushes the poop into your butt, and do you think there's enough room for the poop?
So
is there enough room if there's a weenie in your butt to be pooped out? Like around the edges of the penis? Like if it was a regular average penis, it was an average poop. If there was a penis in your butt, could you poop it out?
It's
like on the edge
of
the penis.
It's got 20 more seconds.
Maybe make like a it would be like a cone, like a mold of the penis and poop in your butt. Do you think that'd be anatomically possible? Assuming it's average poop, average penis, all that kind of stuff. Thank you, bye-bye.
I gotta say, wait.
I love how tickled he is.
I can't, like, I wish I could call somebody and say something and just laugh with delight at what I'm saying.
Here's the thing, though. I gotta say, he had bad timing. Well, I guess it's bad timing for us, but bad timing for that guy.
Why is it bad timing?
Because we just had a show where we laughed about like porno jokes like the entire time.
That's true.
And
we
this is pretty mild. This is just poop jokes.
Let's move on to our next voicemail.
Yes, please.
So when I heard that you had a restaurant idea, I became very excited.
Was it TK?
And interested, not that I'm not interested in the podcast. I'm just masturbating in the meantime, so it's kind of listening to it. Anyway, I became very interested in an idea, and I thought it was sort of like a legit idea coming up, but I don't know. I don't really believe in the fart thing, restaurant.
Oh, the fart. That's
but the reason why I became so interested is because I had one of my, if I fail, if my dream fails in America and I don't become like create my own studio and make games and all that and blah, blah, blah shit, one of my ideas, like idea number 152 or what I'm going to do with my life, is start a Swedish food themed restaurant somewhere.
Already done.
I don't know where, but, you know,
don't shut his dream down so fast.
A bunch of them, but I'll just find a good place where, like, some workplace where a lot of workers work, you know, but like factory jobs and close to that, because they like they're all hungry and probably all just tired of eating their wife's food, so they just go to a restaurant and eat like whatever they have, and so I'll just make one there.
Is this what I sound like when I'm drunk? Like, I'm like, no,
yeah,
Swedish restaurant.
And if you know,
didn't he say he was masturbating while talking?
Restaurant, whatever. Ooh. Idea doesn't work out, then you're welcome to have a job at my place if I fail 48 times and make that thing happen and don't go back to Sweden to live with my
mother. Did you say fail 48 times?
All right, just separate from everything.
First of all,
you got there's a 60-second limit on voicemails from now on.
Okay. TK.
This is for everybody, not just TK. Your first 60 seconds will be played.
TK, I love you, dude. But you gotta put some music behind your voicemail. Because that was the best part of the first
thing. I had no idea that TK was in America. I thought he was safely in Sweden.
No, he's still. He was talking to me earlier this week about coming to America.
Okay.
Happens and he comes here?
What?
Can you imagine him being here?
I would love that.
Oh, man.
I wanna have him as a guest on the show one day.
As long as he doesn't eat us.
Yes. Or start masturbating. But he said he failed 48 times. Is he like opening one restaurant in each state? Like in the continental United States?
And now he's starting in New York.
Well, now we technically, maybe we should save it. I have one more of each, because he sent me two at a time. He sent me two voicemails. Should we save this one for next week?
No, I won't. We got to queue up, man.
It's also long, but here's TK's second voicemail.
Hey again. Blake, I know that you don't like long voicemails. So instead of doing a really long one, I decided to do a sort of long one and then record another one. That asshole. Anyway, I just wanted to sort of congratulate you on finding new really good co-hosts. Last one were
really
not
co-hosts?
Better or worse than these are our class of their own, so you know, really good job guys and Blake for finding these people or whatever.
Is he complimenting us?
I think that was a compliment.
Thank you.
wanted to say that I'm eventually going to New York in a few months to see some people. Actually, I talked to a lot of people in New York, so I wanted to see mostly everyone in New York. And Blake, you said on the last podcast that you have never been to a club, so I thought, why not go?
Oh my god! Yeah.
Let's go with TK. I want to go.
I'll go with TK.
And then we'll go on clubbing, you and I. And
oh my god, that would be the fucking best.
I want to club TK.
Swedish.
The bat.
Bisexual. Weird person.
Man. Pretty sure I heard bisexual, but that's fine. No big deal.
Just a Swedish sexual.
Good podcast, guys. Keep at it. I'm going to listen forever.
Oh my god, that's the scariest part.
What did he say?
I'm going to listen forever. There was like a question mark on the end. Forever.
Thank you, TK.
Thank you, TK.
Yeah, TK, please come to America. I want to hang out with you.
Let's go to the club with you, TK.
He was texting me. He was chatting with me online earlier this week. He says that maybe like a few months from now he's going to be in America, which I can only imagine.
Yes! Let's go to IKEA with him.
Yeah.
I feel like he gets everything free there, right?
He probably does. Just walks in.
Just throw a wing and marries Adam when he walks in.
I'll take it.
Welcome home.
All right, gentlemen. Well, that does it for this week of the best.
Wait, no, we have an email.
Hot show we've ever done.
We have two things. Number one, you said we have an email. Didn't you?
No, he emailed me the
email. Yeah, have you checked our email? Do we have any emails? I feel like we should be getting
more. Oh, no, wait, we do. I totally forgot. Yeah. Oh, my God. We do. Oh, my phone's off. But right. I'll tell you what it was. We got an email from someone and they said, where is bighotshow.com/secondlife? Because it is up yet.
Shit. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's right. No, you guys are 100%
that's all
right.
My fault, and I will take care of that.
Yeah, you better.
And by the time you hear this,
because I forget that we're doing 10 of these a week now.
Yeah.
10 fake domains per week.
I'll take care of it.
Anyway, if you got any voicemails for us that don't involve molding poop into penises or wanting to go to clubs with us. It's 845.
I'll cut you.
One singular cut you.
Just one cut you.
Also, feedback@bighotshow.com will work.
We have something very important to talk about.
Oh, right.
For next episode, it's going to be a live streamed video podcast.
Video. Wait. This is the first I've heard of video.
Yeah, that's what you said last week.
I guess we can do video.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it's going to be live. It's going to be great. You can keep up with our schedule. You know, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/bighotshow. Check our website, bighotshow.com.
So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm going to kill Blake.
I'm Ken.
And we'll see you next time.